This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dr. Ian Proven is the Marshall Shepherd Professor of Biblical Studies at Regent College in Vancouver in Canada, where he has taught since 1997. He's an accomplished biblical scholar and the author of commentaries on the Old Testament books of Lamentations, 1 and 2 Kings, Ecclesiastes and the Song of Songs. And he's also the co-author of A Biblical History of Israel. I'm told he also has a passion for soccer. Is that right, Ian?
That's absolutely right.
A recent article in Australia's ABC Religion and Ethics site claimed that virtually no biblical historian believes the accounts of the key events of the Old Testament to be reliable. So he was thinking of events like the Israelites being in Egypt, the Exodus, the conquest of the land of Canaan, and so on. Ian, how do you respond to that sort of one-liner?
I'd just say I'm kind of surprised, would be putting it mildly. I just don't think it's factually the case. You know, you'd have to be drawing your circle of biblical historians pretty tightly to be able to make that kind of sweeping statement. I think it's way more complicated than that.
What's the ground look like in terms of the scholarship in this area?
Well, it's very mixed, and part of the problem here is it's not just a matter of arguments about evidence. It's also arguments about the very nature of history and how we know what we know and so on. So people are not just disagreeing about the facts on the ground, as it were. There are also kind of implicit disagreements about these bigger questions. And these are the questions that are actually not often discussed. You know, how do we know anything? You know, what would evidence look like? What would you expect to find from these ancient cultures that would help us in this area? You know, I mean, if we're thinking of something like Abraham, we're talking about a relatively small extended family passing across the pages of ancient Near Eastern history. And you have to ask, you know, which kind of evidence would you expect to find of that kind of thing? When you have a state of Israel that's visibly there as an actual state, then you do begin to find lots of references and sideways allusions and so on, and that's exactly what you would expect. So I think that the nature and extent of the evidence is more or less what you would expect to find given the story we're dealing with.
It is a long time ago, though, isn't it? Even with the New Testament, there's a lot more material that we have to work with. How do you get people to think, yeah, I can see this material as something I can rely upon to say something to me today?
Yeah, well, that's a tricky one, because we're living in a kind of general culture now where I don't think the level of knowledge even about the information is very high, much less the kind of level of knowledge about what it might signify. So the question of how you engage people with that is actually a very tricky one. You know, and I mean, my professional life is more or less devoted to that, and I can't say it's easy, because you have to be on the radar screen before you can actually expect people to be, you know, dealing with it.
What got you interested in the Old Testament particularly?
Well, when I was at college, I really wasn't that interested in it, to be honest with you. I mean, the New Testament seemed much more compelling. But I gradually, over the years, became aware of the fact that we do have two parts to this Bible, and that they ought to really have some relationship to each other. And I began to realize that really to understand the New Testament, you had to really grapple with the Old Testament. So I got into that, and that's been a large part of my interest in the books I've written and the teaching that I do as well.
What's been the most rewarding aspect of delving deeply into Old Testament books?
I think the discovery that the literature we're dealing with is way more sophisticated than people might think in terms of its literary artistry and so on. That's one thing. I mean, it's just really good literature, quite apart from anything else. And secondly, the level of enrichment you get in reading the New Testament when you really have grappled with the Old Testament. So those two things together, probably.
We often hear people say Christian believers try to read the Old Testament through the lens of the New Testament. Is that a fair way of describing it?
I think it's a fair way of describing the facts on the ground. I think that's often the way people do it. For myself, I think it's better to read it in a more two-way thing, you know, two-way manner, allowing the Old Testament to stand on its own integrity and to address the new as well as back and forth. So I see it more as a conversation. And I think there's a danger of narrowing the Old Testament down, really, and into a very kind of reductive kind of reality if you just go one way.
You're taking on its own terms.
And what you're really doing there is you're putting yourself as much as you can back into the mind and the body of a first century person, so that when you're hearing the words of Jesus in the New Testament, you're also hearing all the echoes, all the allusions, all the backstory. So that kind of empathy is a big part, I think, of understanding any part of history, actually.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.